There's a very small segment of television news reporters who can preface their job title with the word fake. Rob Corddry is at the top of that profession. He's been a correspondent on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart since 2002, and when he used the term fake newscaster, the emphasis is definitely on the word fake. He has no journalism background, but he is an actor and has no trouble playing the role of a pompous, self-absorbed reporter. As it turns out, Corddry has some real-life experience when it comes to taking himself too seriously.
I fancied myself quite an important actor for a while. I did a lot of Shakespeare when I first got to the city, but I realized pretty quickly that I was just getting cast as all the jackasses, you know, all the mechanicals and the clowns and, you know, never, always a clown, never a Hamlet. So I eventually just, somehow transitioned to just playing jackasses and not in iambic pentameter.
Corddry formed a comedy troupe with one of his fellow Shakespearean actors, and he became very active in the sketch and improv scene in New York City.
I sort of came up doing comedy with the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater here in New York, and started getting cast in commercials, and you know, just on the scene for a while, paying the quote unquote dues, and there was a big cattle call basically where. You know, if you've ever told a joke in New York, you were at this audition.
Corddry was well prepared for his audition because he'd been watching The Daily Show for years.
I would watch, the first season of The Daily Show when I was on break at the theme restaurant I was working at. Jekyll and Hyde, I played Dreadworthy, the wisecracking butler.
You would think that being a fan of the show would make Rob a little nervous to audition for it, but he says he was able to keep his cool.
All auditions are nerve-wracking. You know, auditioning is a skill that you learn, you know, and that's part of the skill requires you to not think about that.
But despite his knowledge of The Daily Show going into it, he still had a bit of a learning curve to negotiate.
A year and a half into it, I was still calling Colbert and going, hey, what about this? Should I do this? You know? Before I did my first piece, I watched hours and hours and hours of raw footage. Just to try and get an idea of what these things were like, you know, and you never really get a full grasp on them because it's like every time I do an interview, it feels like my first interview.
A lot of Daily Show correspondents have come and gone through the years. Some of them only stay in a matter of months or even just for one piece. But Rob says from day one, he was there to stay.
There's not really a set in stone sort of farm league aspect to it. That's just sort of, it's almost whimsical the way they do it. I mean, Ed Helms and I were cast the same day, and we were cast full time, and you know, we shared an office. Some people are brought on just to do a couple of things. There were some people that were just doing pieces in L.A. because they lived out there, and you know, there were people that my brother. There are people that are just on like a freelance basis. It's really. Don't think there's much rhyme or reason to it. People don't tend to think things out here.
That kind of atmosphere breeds a lot of creativity around the office, as Rob explains how they come up with their ideas for stories.
It can originate anywhere. I mean, if you're talking about the field pieces, an intern can come up with ideas for those. I mean, really, every Tuesday, John gets a pitch packet, and anybody at the show can pitch ideas.
But not every idea is a winner. Rob says plenty of pieces don't make it into production.
My most recent one, it happens all the time. You get more killed than you do approved. But my most recent one was during the anniversary of John Lennon's death, 25th anniversary of John Lennon's murder. I was going to go up to Strawberry Fields and interview some of his fans. And also just do all the, you know, just I had written a bunch of John Lennon jokes, which I thought were really funny. And it actually turned out to be really funny, the script that I wrote. I sort of wrote a preliminary script to get it approved. But there really wasn't a bad guy, you know. And it's been 25 years, and I feel like it's something we can, joking about John Lennon's death or joking during the anniversary of John Lennon's death, I wanted to sort of be a tribute rather than be a, rather than be sort of a piece making fun of anybody. But, you know, there's really no bad guy.
Right.
You know, the bad guy might have been the mayor in that he was, enforcing a 1 a.m. curfew. in Central Park, but really, that's just nothing to hang a piece on.
Despite the show's growing popularity, Rob says they don't have trouble finding people to interview. It seems everyone wants to be on TV. However, there are some folks who do regret what they've had to say.
Some people have actually said, please don't air what I just said.
Okay.
You know, and then I try and, you know, try and talk them into or out of it. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you just have to honor, you know, have to honor people's wishes, or at least, you know, we don't have to, but I do, just because I sometimes feel bad enough.
But Rob says the majority of his interviews for The Daily Show are great, even though he can't always talk to the people the way he normally would.
At the end of the day, I talked to some of the most interesting people in the world. My first interview ever was with Gloria Feltz, the president of Planned Parenthood, and just a fascinating, interesting, fun woman. And I can't really talk to her. I have a list of jackassy questions to ask her, you know, and you know, for instance, one of the jokes was that while she was talking about women's issues, I was staring at her breasts, right? So, like, that's sort of my job. I meet all these interesting people, but at the end of the day, I'm just staring at your boobs.
Rob Corddry's fans will have to brace themselves for a bit of an absence from The Daily Show come July, and for very good reason. Rob had some big news to tell during this interview.
My wife is due July 8th.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going to let John sit in for me on a field shoot.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And we just had an ultrasound yesterday, and apparently the baby is hilarious.
Seems to be a bit of a trend among Daily Show staff. Jon Stewart is expecting his second child in February, and fellow correspondents Samantha Bee and Jason Jones welcomed a little one into their lives not too long ago, which Rob also broke the news about during this interview.
Has Sam had her baby?
Yes, she did. Piper B. Jones.
Aw.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, and she's beautiful.
Oh.
Absolutely beautiful.
You can catch Rob Corddry on The Daily Show Monday through Thursday on CTV and the Comedy Network. I'm Sherilyn Johnson, CJUM, Winnipeg.